Well, let's get right back into that conversation with Jim from Marble's Outlet Fly Shop in Gladstone and continue talking about that hopper-dropper technique and the second half of the deadly combination. So here's part two with Jim from Marble's Outlet Fly Shop, continued from our last outdoor report.
As far as the nymph, you want to make sure your monofilament isn't too big that goes off of your hopper fly, because that monofilament doesn't sink as fast as the smaller monofilament. But there's a huge variety of nymphs that you can use. And I mean, stoneflies are pretty much always in the river. Myself, I like the little green looking caddis pupa.
Oh yeah, the caddis pupa are deadly.
Yep, I like them, and I kind of favor the beadheads because I know the fly is going to get down.
Sure.
So you could use like a hare's ear would be great. The beadhead pheasant tail, little beadheaded zug bugs, and any of that stuff.
One I will throw in that I know is deadly on the Escanaba River system is an olive beadhead hare's ear.
Yeah.
It has been deadly for me on the Escanaba system throughout it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So. Well, let me ask you this. Let's go back to the river conditions. You know, we talked about the river being low. What are we looking at for river temps right now?
You know, I don't have that information, but I do know, you know, obviously the rivers are warming. We're not getting any rain, so the watershed is draining from way up from in Marquette County, you know, where the origins are. But we're expecting like 75 degrees on Saturday, you know, and we got around 800-850 CFS water flow right now. So, and the spikes in the Escanaba actually go up quite a bit during the day.
Yeah, they warm up quick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a deep river, you know, but great water levels. That's, you know, the fish are going to be dispersed, though, with good water temperatures throughout the river. You know, it's not like fishing later in the summer where the river warms up and the fish typically move up, you know.
Right.
To the upper 2 or 3 miles of the river. So I knew a fellow that was fishing at Burn Camp just a couple of days ago, and he caught a couple of really nice big browns in there.
Nice.
You know, they're holdover fish, obviously. So this is a time that you could be fishing anywhere in that river and have good success.
Well, let's finish up here talking about what's happening in your shop. You know, let's talk about what you're selling right now and seeing for trends this year in the fly fishing industry.
Well, I've been waders are going real good. I got Sims waders, they're felt boots. I got the cleated boots, rubber bottom boots with cleats. A lot of guys are in for flies now and fly lines. I just got all my new pike flies and bass flies, dry fly. I'm stocked up, actually pretty much fully stocked now for the season.
Well, excellent. Jim, I appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice again, and we'll be checking in with you almost on a weekly basis now for a while.
That's great, Adam.
All right.
Thanks for going.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Jim from Marble's Outlet in Gladstone on US 2, and this is The Outdoor Show.